This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
KCBS News Time 112. Smoke from several wildfires burning around the Bay Area is impacting air quality combined with hot temperatures. KCBS's Carrie Hudasek reports live. Some outdoor decks and car windshields are covered in ash. Carrie, what's the latest?
Yeah, waking up to the smell of smoke and ash on your car is what many people are experiencing today. I know I did when I stepped outside the doors. That's why Bay Area Air Quality Management District spokesperson Christina Chu says they're encouraging residents to stay indoors as much as you can. But with another day of excessive heat, especially here in Walnut Creek, with temperatures expected to get into the triple digits, people who don't have air conditioning are being advised to visit local cooling centers, especially if you have respiratory problems. You also want to make sure you're wearing an N95 mask if you're outside today, if you have to be, since they say cloth masks won't protect you from the smoke. Now, the district is extending a spare the air alert through Sunday, making it illegal for residents to burn wood. And the smoke is widespread, the district says, but the heaviest was reported along the Peninsula and Livermore and Dublin Pleasanton areas. The district says they are saying that the air quality won't bounce back until for normal levels until the fires around the region calm. Now, San Francisco officials plan to hold a news conference at 1:30, which is in about 15 minutes, to talk more about air quality conditions. Reporting live in the East Bay, Carrie Hudasek, KCBS.
KCBS News Time 112. Smoke from several wildfires burning around the Bay Area is impacting air quality combined with hot temperatures. KCBS's Carrie Hudasek reports live. Some outdoor decks and car windshields are covered in ash. Carrie, what's the latest?
Yeah, waking up to the smell of smoke and ash on your car is what many people are experiencing today. I know I did when I stepped outside the doors. That's why Bay Area Air Quality Management District spokesperson Christina Chu says they're encouraging residents to stay indoors as much as you can. But with another day of excessive heat, especially here in Walnut Creek, with temperatures expected to get into the triple digits, people who don't have air conditioning are being advised to visit local cooling centers, especially if you have respiratory problems. You also want to make sure you're wearing an N95 mask if you're outside today, if you have to be, since they say cloth masks won't protect you from the smoke. Now, the district is extending a spare the air alert through Sunday, making it illegal for residents to burn wood. And the smoke is widespread, the district says, but the heaviest was reported along the Peninsula and Livermore and Dublin Pleasanton areas. The district says they are saying that the air quality won't bounce back until for normal levels until the fires around the region calm. Now, San Francisco officials plan to hold a news conference at 1:30, which is in about 15 minutes, to talk more about air quality conditions. Reporting live in the East Bay, Carrie Hudasek, KCBS.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.